The Dodgers looking to sweep. The Cubs looking to stay alive. And you better hope so, Cubs fans. The Dodgers have a commanding 3-0 series lead. Jake Arrieta facing Alex Wood. But in the second, Wood taken to the woodshed by Wilson Contreras.
Fly ball left field. And with that, the Cubs take a 1-0 lead. What a shot. Contreras, who hit 21 home runs during the regular season, no doubt about it. And in the next 15 or 20 minutes, he will continue his circuit and finally reach home plate. He's taking his jolly good time rounding the bases. The 1-1, that one is well hit to left field. Hooking toward the pole, and it is gone, a home run. Javier Baez, his first hit of the postseason, has given now the Cubs a 2-0 lead on home runs by Contreras and now Javier Baez. And there's a fly ball well hit to right field off the bat of Bellinger, and it is gone, a home run. Bellinger just over the basket down the right field line, essentially in the same area as the home run by Ethier last night. Dodgers get back on the board. It's the Cubs 2 and the Dodgers 1. Awaits the 0-1, and he drills that one to left and deep. Ethier going back, and he looks up, and it's gone. Javier Baez, his second home run of the night, has given the Cubs a 3-1 lead. Now the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Ethier down on strikes. Seventh strikeout for Arrieta, two gone. On 1-2, Puig is off and running. Granderson swings and misses. Struck out for the third time tonight. Here in the eighth, Davis delivers. And a high fly ball to left. It's on its way. It's going, and it is gone. A home run. Justin Turner gets the Dodgers to within one. It is 3-2. It's a 1-2 pitch from Davis to Utley. Swung on and missed strike three. And that will end the inning. Line drive, one hop to second base. Baez to Russell to first, double play. Game is over, the Cubs live to see another day. And the Dodgers will play game 5 tomorrow night here in Chicago.
The Cubs live to fight another day. They take game 4, 3-2. Javier Baez becomes the 5th player in Cubs history with a multi-homer game in the postseason and the first since Aramis Ramirez in the 2003 NLCS. The long ball was a problem for Alex Wood in game 4 as he gave up a mammoth blast to Wilson Contreras and a pair to the slumping Javier Baez.
Yeah, I felt pretty good. I thought my stuff was pretty good. I made two mistakes early, and that one I only gave up two solo shots. Pulled a fastball and to get the breaking ball far enough inside. Besides that, I mean, I thought myself was pretty good, and I felt good.
The opportunity to finally, though, get back out there and get back into a game-like situation, high-leverage situation, how glad are you that that's beyond you now?
Yeah, you know, it's nice to feel part of it now, and it sucks that, that we took our first L tonight. It was a tough game. Arrieta threw great, but we'll come back here tomorrow and get our guy going and hopefully finish it up tomorrow.
What did this team learn about itself tonight?
We try to stay even keel, man, you know. Whether we win or lose, we try to keep the same feelings after the game and during. You know, we'll come back tomorrow like today never happened, and we'll come out and fight hard and hopefully score some runs and put up some zeros and win a ball game.
Win or lose, it seems there was no slowing down Justin Turner, who brought the Dodgers within one on an 8th-inning home run.
I mean, the only frustrating thing is we fell a run short. I think we played a great game. They played a great game. They just hit one more ball over the fence than we did.
What was Arrieta doing to make him so tough?
He's using all four pitches just like he always does, and you know, making stuff look like a strike and end up out of the zone, and you know, mixing everything. So he's a good pitcher, and you know, I thought we took pretty good at bats off him for the most part.
Is there any worry that they can start growing up from here, the Cubs?
Is there any what?
Worry.
Worry? I mean, no, we're going to show up tomorrow and prepare to play a baseball game just like we have all year.
Curtis Granderson struck out in the 8th, but not without some controversy, as a disputed foul tip call led to the ejection of Cubs skipper Joe Maddon.
I don't know what they saw. You'd have to ask them, but I thought I foul tipped it. That's why I stood there. You know, typically if you don't, you go back to the dugout. You know, you just watch the reaction and see what I did and ended up standing there. That's why I asked.
just your frustrations, or perhaps you're not frustrated, I don't know, just your thought about the way that you've played so far in this postseason offensively.
I obviously want to do some things to be able to help the team out as best I can, and haven't been able to come through with this situation, but, you know, continue to swing the bat, continue to keep working, come back tomorrow with another opportunity to go ahead and win a game for us, and just come back ready to roll.
There's another example of... you think you're starting to push a little bit. In other words, you know, you have an at-bat, you don't hit it, you go back. Do you press? Do you push?
No, not at all. I mean, I've had a ton of at-bats over the course of my career. You're going to go ahead and get outs. You're going to go ahead and get results. Sometimes things may go your way. Sometimes it doesn't. That's baseball.
We can shelve those thoughts of an 11-0 postseason for the Dodgers, who were finally dealt their first loss of the playoffs. Here is L.A. skipper Dave Roberts.
I thought he threw the ball well. You know, you can't even – you give up three homers, but the two to Baez were – down below the zone, and he took two good swings on those balls and hit them out of the ballpark, and the one to Contreras elevated fastball, but for not pitching in 3 weeks, I thought he was sharp, competed, and gave us a chance to win.
Next question, right back to Phil.
How about your take on Arrieta? It seemed like he had a lot of movement on just about everything he threw.
He did, and you knew a guy like that, he's going to go out there and compete. In an elimination game, he's going to leave it all out there, and that's exactly what he did. Got him 210 pitches, and he left it all out there. Kept us off balance, made pitches when he needed to. The sinker was moving. He had the curveball working today, throwing it for a strike, and then down below the zone when he needed to, and kept a lot of our lefties at bay. We had some good at-bats against him, but really couldn't break through, and it's just a credit to him. He made pitches when he needed to.
Bruce, right front.
Dave, some of the Cub players said after last night, you know, that there's no pressure on them because no one's expecting them to win, that the pressure would be on you guys. Did you guys have that same mentality back in 2004 when you were with Boston in a, you know, down 3-0 to the Yankees?
Yeah, I think that I wouldn't say that the pressure is on us. I think that we're in a pretty good spot. We've got our number one pitcher going tomorrow, and we've got two of the guys at the back end rested. But, you know, I can't speak to their mindset, but I still like the position we're in.
Back to Phil.
What was your view on Granderson's at bat there?
Which one? The last one?
Yeah.
Well, obviously from where I'm at in the dugout, it's hard to you can't hear it, number one. And Jim Wolf, the home plate umpire, couldn't hear it as well. So we just asked for a little help, and it was a close one. And Curtis and the replay really hard to see, but Curtis said he tipped it. And I think Coop over there, one of those umpires, they got together. And in our eyes, I think that they made the right call. But ultimately, it didn't affect the game. Davis, he made a good pitch to strike him out there.
The Dodgers will try again to seal the NL pennant in Game 5 when they send Clayton Kershaw to the mound.